26 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, and as promised, we are now in conversation with some very interesting people. As you probably know, just to the north of Ballito, in the Tinley Manor precinct, there is huge activity taking place, a massive development with international linkage and great heritage. Club Med South Africa is about to be born. And in the studio with me right now is Olivier Parillat. I'm not sure if I pronounce your name properly. I probably don't, but welcome to the morning show, Olivier, from Club Med. It's lovely to have you on the morning show. Leah Kitchen, who is a scribe to the those that count, you know, former editor of a very prestigious magazine and now friend to Love North Coast, because the Love North Coast movement is looking at things that are to be celebrated in this part of the world and generally bringing people together around what is to be celebrated and promoted. And supporting the initiative is Accelerate Security and Barry Smith, Director of Operations in this part of the world. Lovely to have you here with us as well, because we're going to be talking now today about Club Med and finding out about what's happening there and how the Love North Coast movement and Club Med come together. And possibly, Leah, as an intro to this, you can set the scene.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having us this morning. So, in terms of Love North Coast or hashtag Love North Coast, it's basically a collaboration of local businesses who've come together to pool resources and ideas and essentially market the North Coast as the incredible destination that it is. We've got so much going for us. And yeah, so Club Med is obviously a huge story and a hugely fantastic thing happening in our area. And the Club Med guys have come on board as supporters of hashtag Love North Coast, I think because they obviously realize the benefit of supporting local and getting involved in terms of marketing the region.
Quite right. Well, let's start delving into the realm that is Club Med. And Olivier, welcome to you again.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with, for those that are unfamiliar with the Club Med offer, just paint us a picture of what Club Med is all about.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity and good morning, Ballito, as well. Club Med, we are worldwide leader in all-inclusive hospitality. We've been pioneering the all-inclusive concept, as well as other hospitality concepts such as the kids care. But beyond that, we have a legacy in launching new destinations that became global tourism hotspots like Cancun, Punta Cana, Bali, Phuket. We were the first there, and that's part of our pioneering spirit. We very much look forward to this new destination of Ballito for us to introduce the Club Med concept, which is unique in terms of the experience to the South African crowd. The all inclusive goes beyond just food and beverage. You have activities, entertainment, and of course the friendly staff that provides you a well-rounded experience for every age group. Yeah.
Why have you chosen the site that you chose? Tinley Manor.
Yeah.
Who's heard of Tinley Manor in the world? Apart from us. It's a
very obvious choice. South Africa is very unique destination. Nothing compares to South Africa. So it's very different, and it is a perfect addition to the rest of our sun destinations all around the world, in that it offers a diversity of experiences. Only few places in the world can offer the beach and bush combination, which is highly, highly attractive to internationals. And we know for a fact that this little town of Tinley Manor, with this surrounded by this nature and this beautiful sea, is a stunning place at the doorstep of the bush. So it's a really good combination for us. And of course, the weather is great. Our large-scale resorts must be operated throughout the year, so we like the fact that the weather in KwaZulu-Natal is ideal for that. Yeah.
The endless summer, as they say.
Yeah.
What does it mean for South Africa? I'm talking from a tourism perspective. It's clear that Club Med as a brand is extremely popular and well-established. And there are those that say, oh, you know, this is we're in a global kind of holding pattern at the moment. The economies around the world not looking fantastic. South Africa not looking great. From a, you know, the naysayer perspective, I have a completely different view, however. You clearly do as well. What is it going to do for South Africa?
Well, first and foremost, we sincerely hope that South Africans welcome and embrace this project, as it is South African funded. The investors behind this project are South African banks, South African private investors, and that's something we feel they should be proud of, as Clamed will be operating the results. Secondly, I was talking earlier about the legacy of Clamed and where we come usually are the follows, and it means a positive impact over the region. We like to call it a transformation. So there's going to be opportunities for many based on that. There's going to be an influx of tens of thousands of international upscale customers, which will definitely benefit to everyone. Moreover, there is also interesting numbers behind this project. We talk of 2.2 billion rand investment, which translates into 800 job creation. That's for the operations of the resorts once they will be open in July 2026. But throughout the life cycle of the project, we are now at the construction phase, and there's also 1,400 people working on site daily at this stage, which already has an impact, you know, on the local communities, because most of them come from a radius of 10 kilometers around the resorts. So yeah, very positive for the communities, for North Coast as a whole, and South Africa, as this project is going to be transformational. We have huge ownership over our customer base. They will trust us to discover South Africa, as we are a reassuring family brand with high standards. And they will do the step in coming to this beautiful country where they would not necessarily have thought of coming here. So we're gonna trigger that.
When is the grand opening? Because it's been so anticipated, and it's been in construction now for, well, quite a long time.
Yeah,
I drove there the other day to have a quick glance, and I was amazed at how far the project has come and how much top structure is there. But it seems to be still a long way off from officially hitting the go button.
Yes and no. But if you drove by, you could see the scale of it. It's huge. It's beautiful. We like to say that it's the largest hospitality project in Sun City. So almost four decades.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the scale of it. So the construction started a bit more than a year ago. And we have a bit more than a year to go. So July 2026 is the official opening date. In the meantime, we have, again, 1,400 workers, six construction firms doing a fantastic job to respect the timeline and deadlines, and everything is going according to the plan. And most importantly for South African market, we will be launching the reservations to book your Clamed stay from October this year. So that's something to also look forward to, and you will get to hear a lot more of us in the upcoming months leading to the reservation launch.
Well, I look forward to that, and as no doubt do all of our listeners. But why has Clubmed decided to join other local businesses in supporting the hashtag Love North Coast initiative?
It's a good question. I think wherever we go, we need to understand a bit the dynamic of a region, the dynamic of the people. And we are definitely onboarded with Love North Coast, since it is promoting this beautiful region. And Clamed is just a piece of the puzzle. We aim at building something bigger, and that's the vision of Clamed, the ambition. And for that, I think, yeah, we are in good hands with Love North Coast, and very happy to join the movement. Yeah.
Well, it's all good news, and Barry, from an Accelerate security point of view, well, you've been one of the founders and great supporters of the hashtag Love North Coast movement. This new development welcoming Clubmed on board must be a huge shot in the arm and a great initiative boost for the hashtag Love North Coast initiative. What does it mean to you?
Dave, and I think as we're talking, really, we talk about community. And I can't stress enough how important community is. for businesses to get involved with the community structures, the communities themselves. Overarching, when we engage with communities, we foster a sense of being, and I think that's what this development certainly does for the area. And structures like hashtag Love North Coast is almost that bus for people to get involved and create that movement.
It's interesting. A lot of folk have said, "What the heck is this? All a whole bunch of competitors getting together in an initiative to promote the area." Well, that's exactly what it's about. And the reason is that together there's this unity and the strength that comes from it and the message that flows. And ultimately, you know, the North Coast of KZN has got so much potential. We were listening to Steph Buerta from Rainmaker Marketing unpacking the premise with the latest property market survey that they've done and looking at the drivers and the factors that are almost counter the zeitgeist of negativity, saying, you know what, guys, here's the thing. While everyone is complaining about how tough things are and, you know, the politics and there are issues that possibly haven't made the mainstream media that are driving huge confidence. You know, Transnet's getting itself together in terms of the rail linkages, the deep water terminal at Durban Port Harbour, that commercial terminal, that's flying, the privatized one. And huge investment opportunities are now unlocking globally because, well, South Africa is so attractive. Rand-wise, when you compare it to hard currency, people coming on holiday to South Africa in Club Med are going to have the best that the world has to offer for literally, you know, I'm not going to devalue our rand anymore, but seriously, if you're coming with pounds, dollars, yen, Deutschmark, this is a great opportunity to celebrate life. We call it life the Bolito way. We'll extend it. We'll call it life the hashtag Love North Coast way, because I think there's big things ahead and great things ahead. And thanks to all of you who have seen the opportunity to create an initiative that we can all get behind and be proud of. So let's keep the conversation flowing. And very huge thanks to our guests this morning, Olivia Perrilad from Club Med, and Leah Kitchen from hashtag Love North Coast, and Barry Smith from Accelerate Security. We look forward to continuing the conversation. Thanks for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
This will be up as a podcast, so if you've just joined us and are wondering what we were talking about and what the Club Med offer is, don't worry. You can catch it on demand on our apps or our website, just because you can.